Number one is a resolution supporting changes to the Juvenile Justice Code, specifically State Statute 938.343, governing the ability of juvenile court to place youth in a secure detention facility beyond 30 days and the use of more than one placement to maximize service options available to adjudicated youth. This was referred to the Committee on Health and Human Needs, which approved this by 6-0, and Supervisor Lipscomb also asked to be a co-sponsor.
Okay. Before I have you talk, Mr. Cooley, I just want to mention something that everybody has this correct. Saw from the Racine County Executive, Mr. William McReynolds. Does everybody have that?
Yes.
Okay. That he supports the adoption of this county board resolution I have in front of us. And Mr. Cooley is here for the chairman to speak then. Mr. Cooley, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members. On behalf of Chairman Holloway, here to speak on this resolution, which addresses changes to the Juvenile Justice Code and would allow basically juvenile courts to place adjudicated youth in local secure juvenile facilities for a period of up to 180 days. Currently, state law limits such placements to a maximum of 30 days. Current law also limits the courts to order only one placement option rather than more than one option as a package kind of to choose from. As you recall, your legislative package for the 2011-12 session you adopted included a provision advocating for changes in juvenile corrections which would reduce our daily rate that the state charges us ultimately, and we asked for also to look at increases in youth aids as well as and possibly we supported a change in state law which would close a juvenile facility. Now the state budget that's been proposed does close a juvenile facility. Unfortunately for us, it doesn't close one of the two facilities. It doesn't close the facility farthest away, but leaves that one open up in Lincoln Hills, and instead closes the two facilities that are closest to southeastern Wisconsin. So this bill would help address that problem by allowing for placements of more than 30 days, up to 180 days in facilities in the area as an option to sending kids way up to Lincoln Hills, which is an 8-hour round-trip drive. It would allow counties the option to repurpose some of the local facilities, which are currently operating at far less than capacity, many of them at 50% capacity, according to information from the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. It would also allow for the development of short-term secure programs in collaboration with community agencies and existing systems that would ultimately help us reduce per-unit operating costs in those facilities. The bill would also allow courts to have more than one placement option at their disposal when sentencing a juvenile, which would give local governments more flexibility in creatively utilizing the existing pool of options out there to address the individual needs in the continuum of care of services. On behalf of Chairman Holloway, I would ask that for support of the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Cooley. Do we have any comments or do we have a motion? Supervisor Cesars,
move approval.
Moves approval. Any comments, please, from the committee? Supervisor Broderick.
I just to thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just had the question, is there a contemplated facility, holding facility that, under consideration?
Mr. Chairman, committee, I think we'll be looking at several options at this point. I don't think there's any particular one that's being contemplated specifically.
Thank you.
John is here. I don't think that's the same. John Chisholm.
Okay. Would anyone, before we vote, like to comment from the audience? Okay, seeing none, Madam Clerk, take the roll, please.
On approval, Borkowski.
Aye.
Weishaun.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Motion to approve, 6-0.
Thank you. Number two.
Thank you.